Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, should I be worried about this? Because we talked about consents this week. The consents look okay, but as you always say, a consent is not a house. And these numbers here don't look like we're building quite as many as we're consenting.
Yeah, they're a little puzzling, actually, parts of these numbers. And I think this is also, a reminder that while we have all this sort of conflagration in the Middle East, this is a bit of a reminder this morning that we keep rolling on. You know, we don't go into a holding pattern. The domestic economy keeps going, and we keep looking at what's happening here. And yesterday, Stats New Zealand released the building work put in place. So, yeah, Mike, building consents inform us about intent, informs about what might happen, but building work put in place gives us an insight into what has actually happened. Now, look, it's data for the December quarter, so it's a bit old, but it's informative nonetheless. And the stories that the numbers tell us sort of fits partly the narrative that we're seeing from the consents data, because we've got this divergence between residential and non-residential work. And part of this is what I find a bit puzzling, because there's different stories going on. So what are the numbers? Well, in the December quarter, total construction fell 3.1%. Now, that's quite a lot bigger fall than was expected. So if we break it down, residential work put in place fell 1.1% compared to the September quarter. Now, the market, the economists out there are expecting a small rise. And I didn't think a small rise was an unreasonable sort of expectation. But compared to the September quarter, non-residential work put in place fell 6.5%. Now, that's a big number. So market expectations for the total number were for a rise of 1.9%. So a fall of 3.1% for total work, that's quite a big miss. And if you compare the DEC quarter last year to the DEC quarter in 2024, it's 3.6% lower. So look, we've sort of got to try and explain this away, because we're telling the story the economy is improving. But you know, there was a bit of a lift in the September quarter, so to a degree, it offsets that. But home building consents aren't taking off. The lifting trend in consents does suggest that activity will increase as the year progresses. But Mark, I'm actually not quite sure how to explain away the sharp fall in non-residential buildings. So is there a crisis in confidence out there? The numbers aren't telling us that there is. Is the caution around capital expenditure? Is the concern about the direction of interest rates? The answer actually isn't immediately obvious. I think what we can say is the lack of activity in that non-residential sector does sort of highlight, even though we say there's an economic recovery, it's patchy, Mike.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of highlights the fact that there are some sort of holes in it. It's not broad. It's not widespread.
Are we a bit more bullish about retail?
Yeah, a little bit. So another day, Mike, another piece of spending data. This time, retail spending data from Worldline New Zealand. They process a lot of payments here. So core retail merchants from their network reported a 2.2% lift in February 26 compared to February 25. So I like this because it's nice and timely. I mean, this is February 26. That's just last week, isn't it? But this is consistent. That 2.2% lift is consistent with modest growth that we're seeing in the other data series. So you had $3.7 billion worth of transactions. What I did notice about this data, Mike, is what we commented on earlier this week. The big city, the big smoke is stirring. So the Auckland Northern region registered a lift of 2.8%, so higher than the national average. And that's the biggest monthly lift year on year that we've seen in nearly 2 years. And if you cast your eye around the country, there's a familiar theme here. Palmerston North, rural area, plus 4.5%. Otago, rural area, up 3.8%. The Waikato, another rural area, up 3.7%. But I suppose to close this one out, Mike, here's a little nugget for you that I looked at in here. Valentine's Day.
Yep.
What happened this year on Valentine's Day?
Well,
have we lost our mojo?
Yeah.
Spending on flowers and jewellery on Valentine's Day this year, 14.5% lower. So, and basically what they're saying is it was wet. So what that actually tells me, and 1 in 7 people can't be bothered
We're
going
so
to buy flowers.
So superficial.
If it's raining.
Love is real. Love is real, Andrew. And love shines through bad weather.
There you go. And actually, Mike, love of the worries. I'm going to the WAS tonight.
Well,
so there's a highlight for my
Because
week.
I don't know if you've heard, Andrew, this is our year.
It's a late night, though. It doesn't start until 8 o'clock.
It's too late. I couldn't agree more. For old farts like us, mate.
Correct.
It's hard work. Anyway, you go well with it. What are the numbers?
Just a general comment. Just looking at markets, we've had this, we've had the conflict going for about a week. U.S. markets are sort of flat to a little bit lower, but they're weakening off as we get towards the end of this week. I mean, the Dow Jones is now down 1.8%. That's 872 points. So we're seeing that weakness there now. 47,867 the mark there. The S&P 500 down 33 points, about 0.5%, 6836. And the NASDAQ down 0.61, 139 points, 22,670. But European markets are quite a bit lower this week, Mike. So the FTSE 100 last night fell around 1.5%, 10,413. During the day yesterday, we did see Asian markets bounce. So the Nikkei was up 1.9%. I suspect it'll be lower today. That was up 1,000 points, 55,278. Shanghai Composite gained 0.64%. 4108. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.44. That's 39 points, 8 now and 4-0. And the NZX 50 gained 87 points, 13,618. Kiwi dollar has just drifted below 59 cents again, 0.5889. Against the Aussie, though, we've tipped over the 84, back over the 84, 0.8409. 0.5085 against the euro, 0.4423 against the pound, 92.81 Japanese yen. Gold hovering around the $5,000 market ounce, 5,075. But Brent crude, this isn't good, Mike. Brent crude's had a crack at $85 overnight. People are now starting to get a little bit worried that this is not going to be as easy to resolve as they thought it was. Currently sitting at $84.34. And as is being said everywhere at the moment, it's the duration of this thing that's important.
How long is it going to go on? Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.